Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, product marketing specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things agile and give insights to help organizations in agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of agile practices. Everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things agile. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into how agile can help your organization streamline time tracking processes by ditching timesheets. Joining me today is John Tanner, CEO and Chief Strategist at C4G Enterprises, who will shed light on the transition to value and outcome-focused tracking methods beyond the confines timesheets have. John will also share essential tips and best practices for effectively integrating agile time tracking into your organization, aiming to ultimately enhance operational efficiency and team productivity. So, John, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm John Tanner. As she said, I am CEO and Chief Strategist at C4G Enterprises. What we do is help companies with modernization, automation, and now AI augmentation. So bringing in the awesome stuff like Watson X into the enterprise. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Exciting to hear that C4G is pushing the boundaries to modernize technology and businesses. Yeah. So let's just get into it. Could you go ahead and set the stage by giving us a rundown on the traditional use of timesheets and how it's currently evolving with being used by software development teams?
Yeah, so when we think about timesheets, we have to go back to how it started. This is a traditional way to track tasks, or when you've got an hourly workforce that's literally working on the production line, making sure we're tracking what production line those hours go to. When we moved into software engineering, we carried that very traditional, rigid view of hours equals effort into it. And even though the workforce now is primarily, at least in software, salaried, where that hour by hour time tracking is less significant, we've carried those legacy practices with us. Interestingly, it was initially to help keep the overhead down, to more tightly manage our budgets and things like that. But time tracking itself has become a huge overhead tax on the business, and especially if it's not done well with the proper tools. But we've moved well beyond the need for that sort of hourly management of our labor force, because the way we work on things is no longer that production of physical item unit cost sort of stuff. It's very much more goal oriented and outcome oriented. So
interesting to see the contrast between them, given the unique demands in software development. So with that in mind, could you tell me some of the challenges and limitations that timesheets present within an agile environment, especially as most organizations are now shifting to agile and hybrid methodologies?
Yeah, when we think of the enterprise still using a time tracking mechanism, at least for cost accounting, they're usually doing project-based funding. And what that means is I stand up a new project, I put a bucket of money towards it, and then I have my labor as they, even though they're salaried and we pay them the same no matter what, as they put hours on a project, they track those hours and we kind of track the labor allocation to that project. So when we move to Agile, we start thinking about a continuous flow of value. We start thinking about dedicated teams instead of temporary projects. We have stable funding for objectives and goals. We start doing portfolio investment funding. And those things aren't in direct conflict with timesheeting, but you're not getting the best benefit and value out of your people's time if you're not organizing around that continuous delivery value stream approach. So pulling back from timesheeting, pulling back from project-based accounting, and getting more into portfolio funding is ideally the goal. We talk about capacity and budget management. We talk about forecasting. We really start taking an investment view of these things. And it's hard to do if your entire enterprise is geared around tracking hours as if that is a deliverable or as if that is the effort itself. So in Agile, we want to remove that hours as a deliverable mindset and start putting it towards the outcomes we're achieving.
This definitely sheds light on the tensions between the two. And it seems that the friction is not just about metrics, but about also cultivating the right environment for teams to thrive and innovate. I want to know next, what are some alternative approaches to time tracking in agile environments, and maybe options that focus more on progress and outcomes rather than hours logged?
Yeah, I'll start with kind of the simplest entryway and what we're working with customers at an enterprise level on a lot right now is capacity-based planning and forecasting, meaning I know I have 5 teams and I'm going to say 20% of my work is going towards this goal over here. So that means one of my teams is going to be 100% committed to that goal. Every bit of effort they do comes out of that goal's budget or feeds into that goal's completion. So I don't have to track their hours. I just have to know what my team is working on. And taking that team view, you can get really precise with your accounting on it. We know what it costs to run a team because we know how much the labor cost within it is. So when you start doing that capacity budgeting, that blended team rate budgeting, nowhere in there do you need to track time because you just know how much it costs to run a team. If you did traditional time tracking for that with project-based accounting, the overhead of just trying to get the hours converted to the dollars, tied to the labor, all the way up to it gets lost before it ever gets to the goal. So with that lean funding view, capacity-based budgeting, and then outcomes-based, review of what you've accomplished, as well as the forecasting you get from it over time by tracking it this way, you just get a more holistic view of what the enterprise can accomplish.
I can see how the shift towards these strategies really highlight progress, kind of speaks to a more evolved approaches, and definitely integrating lean portfolio management just elevates it from a just time tracking to more of a strategic investment, basically aligning resources with business value in a much more impactful way.
You know, I have a lot of friends in product and they call it placing bets. Enterprise leaders don't like to hear that. But when you think of that term, what it means is, I know I'm going to spend this much in labor cost to get this kind of return. So I got to know how much I'm betting to get the return I want. And you can't really do that with a timesheet focus because all you're focusing on then is hours and people showing up, not how much I'm spending to get the return I expect. So when we start thinking of those high level enterprise decisions, you got to get away from the hours and get more into the investment approach. Yeah.
Life is about taking bets. Sometimes.
It really is.
So how can teams benefit with lean and agile time tracking, and how does it influence their day-to-day operations and decision-making processes?
Well, I don't know about you, but I know when I open a timesheet, I get thrilled. I love going through every single line, trying to track every hour, and then not forgetting the quarter hour I just spent on the timesheet to go in the timesheet project. I think it's an experience we've all had where you're looking at this grid and you're trying to find the right day and account for holidays and all that. Removing that from the team mindset, that's an immediate gain to everybody's psychological health. But then taking it out of the work equation, one of the things that timesheets do, and a lot of people don't realize, it hides broken systems. And what I mean by that is, if I tell you that you need to be billable, that you have to be on these 3 projects, but then you also know that there is a ton of maintenance or break fix or business as usual stuff that you just have to do, but that's not a billable project code. You're still going to put your time in the billable project codes because that's where the money comes from. And all of the other things you're doing have no place to go. Or if they do have a place to go, you're incentivized or pressured to not really track that much break fix, because the real money's at the projects. So it starts to drive bad behavior. We start to have things like, I didn't know that 30% of the team's work was spent fixing things because it wasn't reported on their timesheets. Instead, if we take a look at what is being delivered, whether that's tasks, user stories, work items, whatever you're using at that lower level, and you start saying 30% of team effort is going towards break fix, that means 30% of overall team budget is going towards break fix. You get an effort-based approach to accounting for where the investment is going. Then the business starts to say, what do we invest in with the team to get the break fix lower? Do we modernize? Do we automate? How do we start to solve the problem? And ultimately, we want the view of, where do the improvements make the most gain, not only for the business, but for the people? How do we make their lives easier while also getting the better return? You don't get that if you laser focus on an individual and what they did during this time period. And we really don't get it if we incentivize the individuals to track their effort to a project code. Otherwise, they can't track their effort. there has to be a better balance. And that balance to me is, let's look at the outcomes we're achieving. Let's tie it to the work completed. And then we can back into the numbers because we know how much the team costs to operate. And everything else is just very, very simple math.
Benefits of better efficiency, visibility, and value definitely makes a strong case. Given this transformation, cultural shift, how do you approach conversations or scenarios where clients or vendors, you know, they're still stuck on traditional billing practices or it's necessary for them or they're just accustomed to them? Can better time tracking methods lead to, you know, better client trust and satisfaction?
Yeah, I'm actually working through that with several clients right now, and it's always a big question. It's kind of one of those situations where with one of our customers, they have vendors that do hourly. So time and materials. Now, granted, most of industry is moving away from time and materials to be deliverable-based, outcome-based contracting, topic for a different day. But if you're working with those that do hours-based accounting and stuff like that, what we want to look at ultimately is total cost of ownership, total cost of labor. So if I know I have an hourly contract with a vendor and they're going to supply me so many hours over time, I just look at the statement of work and say, this is how much that costs. And I'm going to average it out towards this outcome. And that's the labor cost of the vendor on this outcome. If that vendor needs to do hourly for their own accounting system, they can do that. All we care is the overall cost of the spend of the statement of work. On the other end, I personally still have to fill out timesheets for some clients. If I come and I'm supporting them and it's on a specific program, they do timesheet-based accounting. I work with them on that, but I also always deliver, here was the goal, here was the total cost, and then here's the hours breakdown for your project accounting system. For me internally, I use Target Process, their timesheet tracking, like C4G. We work within that because it allows us to do timesheets, which is not our preference, but some clients absolutely need it, alongside our project capacity planning and stuff like that. We're both running conferences and meeting with clients and standing up booths and doing random marketing things, right? So we have so many different types of work. We do find that ultimately when it gets down to what's the total cost, what was the goal, we can get that all in one view if we do it right. You just got to know what your partner ecosystem is. So I think it's more about, there is the practice, you need to have the capability if your clients require it. It doesn't have to affect your culture and it doesn't have to change the way you operate. And honestly, you can generally drive the customers to a better way because I think most of my clients now look at what was the outcome and the dollar, and then they hand off the timesheet part to somebody to enter in a spreadsheet somewhere.
All right. So maintaining adaptability, flexibility, as you mentioned, and transparency is definitely always necessary and sounds like it's key again. So how can organizations begin to implement agile time tracking methods, especially making sure the transition period goes smoothly?
Yeah, so as C4G, the approach we take, we look at where your enterprise is and we kind of have four phases for it. There's a legacy enterprise that operates in a very traditional way, something you might look at and say, makes sense. They're using like Word docs. They've got a lot of desktop processes versus cloud. They got very traditional stuff and they're doing timesheeting, could even be in an Excel spreadsheet, or maybe they've got something like, I don't know, QuickBooks or just basic accounting software to do it. We want to at least get them up to a more contemporary view where they have connected systems and can start connecting their work to the time tracking, the more traditional project way. Once we've got them connected, we start looking at how do we automate it? How do we make it to where the time tracking automatically ties over to our project codes, our effort things, whether that's epics, projects, programs, however you're running it, having that seamless digital connection across it. And from there, it's making it easier on the people to pull that stuff together in their views and their dashboards, whether that's a CFO dashboard, a CIO dashboard, or your labor project management people having that dashboard. But knowing this is what we're working on, this is the hours, this is the labor cost, this is the total cost of ownership, this is the investment. We guide the enterprise to first get a very clear understanding of what you're doing in a digital way right now, and then we can start to improve. What I always tell people is document where you are, update how you operate, then update the document. Don't start by documenting where you want to be and expect everyone to start operating that way. Take the logical steps to modernize your business, then automate your business, And then in the future, augment your business as we get more technologies out there.
That's a solid foundation for change. So with the groundwork laid out, what tools can help with implementing or applying agile time tracking, and how do they differ from traditional time tracking systems?
So there have been a lot of attempts at this over the years, and people are probably very familiar with the legacy applications. Small business probably uses QuickBooks. Some people out there use Salesforce. I know there have been attempts in various portfolio project management tools to do it. I mentioned earlier, C4G, we use target process. It's one of the reasons we're here, because it allows us to tie that timesheet, time tracking stuff alongside the project-based accounting our clients need and see it in that single pane of glass. We get the dashboards that allow us to track client deliverables alongside the internal spend. I'm currently working on conference booths, but I'm also working for a client, and some of those are money coming in and some's money going out. I need to know as an owner of a company how all that equates and how it hits the bottom line. So by using a suite like Target Process, I can connect the user stories of creating collateral all the way up to the strategic initiative with the ultimate goal of, I want to talk to more people and have productive conversations. If I get my leads that are much higher, that pool of people to talk to, that's a good spend. You connect that down to the flyer you created that had a really good message on it, and be able to drive the value and show at the end of the year, I spent this much and I had this many conversations. It's invaluable to a business leader, and it doesn't matter the size of the enterprise. You set those goals, you put a system in place to track it all the way down, and you always tie your spend to the outcomes, and the visibility increases your agility and ability to operate. I could not do that without a one-for-all system that allows the traditional alongside the agile and lean agile sort of portfolio funding, which is why I lean into Target Process. Apptio One sits right on top. That is the immediate CFO dream, because it gives such a great financial view of total cost of ownership. When we think about application, labor spend is definitely a part of it, and usually a large part. But then there's your licensing, there's your cloud spend, there's the variable cloud spend if you're multi-cloud. Bringing all that stuff together in the real single pane of glass total cost of ownership view, that then allows you to make those strategic investments, and they feel a lot like less like bets, and they feel like guaranteed return outcomes because you know how your business operates. So you've got to have the technology in place. There is enablement to get there. You can't start at the end. But it's where almost every enterprise is going anyway. They understand the need, and the technology is finally there to allow it to happen.
Yeah, incorporating tools such as Target Process and Apptio One definitely showcases a great approach to understanding your labor investments much better. So with this holistic approach, can you share any case studies that demonstrated beneficial outcomes for your clients that transitioned to agile time tracking, or even challenges that were encountered?
Yeah, I'll tell you one in flight. I'm not gonna be able to share their name because we're currently working with them. But
no problem.
They are currently implementing Apptio Target Process. They have moved partially to a lean portfolio management system. And I mean partially, they're doing it by stages. So they've got their cost accounting and portfolio initiative, and they're moving to the point that it's time to take teams out of timesheet tracking and put them into that effort, capacity, budget-based tracking. When they started this journey, I was there to help advise, and we were looking at tool selection and all across industry. And the reason they landed on Target Process was it solved their timesheet issue. There are vendors they're not going to be able to move out of timesheet tracking just due to the way cost accounting is. Not everything has a lean portfolio view on it. There will be some traditional project stuff going on for a while, and especially in their operations realm. So we needed a system to where they could track time by hours for external people and tell their internal full-time employees, you never have to do a timesheet again. The growing pains along with that are pretty big, because not only do the people have to, first of all, the employees, as soon as you say you don't have to do a timesheet anymore, they're happy. That is job done. Yeah. But then the managers and the project managers and the finance people trying to wrap their heads around, well, how do I get the same numbers? So working with them to understand their needs and set up the systems to where their vendors can have one view, their employees can have another view, but their finance person has one view, and their PMO has one view, and their CFO has one view. It's been incredibly powerful, and it changed the way they operate. So we talk about in Agile, don't go tool first. And I fully agree with that. Do not try to solve a problem with the tool. When you think of timesheets, you don't get away from it by wishing. You get the right tools that work for your enterprise. So this very large organization has gone through, they've cut out timesheets for the full time. They've moved to cost-based accounting and that's kind of statement of work cost deliverable for their external vendors. And they did that by having a transition point for timesheets in the system they use, which is target process. It allows you to do it side by side. So
yeah, an example really highlights how businesses did manage and perceive, you know, labor and time tracking. So given the shifts in many strategies and approaches and tools, how can organizations now gear up for ongoing changes in this environment and, you know, how teams and organizations in the context of evolving time tracking practices?
Yeah, I think I have to go back to my earlier point, and it really is first understand where you want to be. So I'd say get really smart on the concepts of FinOps, which is going to help you with your cloud stuff. Total cost of ownership is a phrase you should be familiar with. As an enterprise leader, you need to look at portfolio investment strategies. If we continue to think about things in terms of project and portfolio management being the end point, then we're losing visibility into the strategic goals. And the modern enterprise strategy is what wins the market, not production strategy. So if we start with that mindset of understanding why we're investing and what we're investing and knowing the modern terms for it, then we can start looking at how do we now fund and achieve our outcomes in the best way possible? And that gets into your lower level project portfolio management tools. I say lower level, but we're talking many multi-million dollar spend across the enterprise. It's really expensive to get things done. But if you get that mid-tier with your portfolios in place and you support those teams in that emergent culture that we're driving for, then you're in a pretty good place. Where I would say enterprises need to pull back from that I've seen a lot in industry, I've seen a trend of continuous transformation instead of continuous innovation, right? I think enterprises need to slow down on the continuous transformation, get the tools, the technologies, and the philosophies in place that will carry them, and then take a slower approach to changing everything. We've had a decade of tremendous upheaval, tremendous transformation, and much of that has been very positive. But especially with AI disruptions on the horizon, it's time to get the tools in place to have the best automated systems, the best processes, practices, and culture you can, and move out of continuous transformation. Continue the innovation through having those systems and iterating on what you do well instead of continuing to rip it all out and try again. It's one of the reasons I do like the technology stack and where it is, and where I think IBM and Apptio have done a very good job creating stability in the enterprise. When we have new generations of AI and technology every 6 months, that stability, that core of tools that grow with it, I think is critical right now.
Yeah, so it sounds to me like staying curious, welcoming new tech and these, you know, AI, and always kind of taking stock of how we track progress are key to getting beyond the old timesheet mindset. Great point. And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, John, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us. It was great having you on the show, and we hope you join us soon for another episode. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any other questions at all, feel free to drop them in the comment section and subscribe to Stay Agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.